I'm sitting in this room.
Yes.
And he, by force, will drag me away. I shall go to another room, because I will have another room. But because you have forcibly driven me away, you are killed. Similarly, a living entity is ordained to live in a certain body for a certain thing. If you kill, that is the interference. So if you stay in that, you are killed.
Yes, that's true.
That is.
That's true.
The soul is never killed.
Soul is never killed.
Never killed. But because you have forcibly driven away from that body to become killed.
Yes.
That is
true. Yes. Now, assuming
that... You cannot do that.
Assuming that everyone...
Not assuming, this is fact.
No, I am putting a question. I mean, every man who took part in the Kurukshetra war, assuming that they are to be killed, they are destined to be killed. Then, when they are killed, then Krishna's argument is, the soul, the body is Kurukshetra, but the soul is eternal. The technology is how you are reconciling it. If you say that what a man is different from Krishna, or as well, or Atma is different from Paramatma, if you say that, then how do you say that Atma is eternal? And what is the thing of the Atma?
When the Atma is eternal, that is the Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetana. Why don't you understand? Atma is eternal. God is eternal.
Yes.
But the difference is next line. Ekodo bhunandhidhadikam. That one Atma, God, he is maintaining us.
Yes.
And the others have been maintained.
Yes.
So how you can make equal the maintainer and the maintained?
That's it. The question is, even if you take it, Advaita philosophy also, they say, the Atma has to go and merge it to Paramatma, but they say there is still a God. They are equal. I mean, I don't think even the Advaita philosophy...
How they can be equal?
It cannot be.
Cannot
be.
Yeah.
I mean,
they are. But they say equal.
No, they don't say that equal.
You understand
that? No, you can understand. He doesn't say anywhere. Even nowhere. But you should also say that.
Exhibition recently said...
Don't take it in some one sentence and try to enlarge it. Take it in another context.
I do not see that. You hear me.
I
understand all the series. That, this is therefore in Chaitanya philosophy, is Achinta Vidare. That as Atma, very first. Atma. One is Paramatma. Because he is mentioned.
Yes.
Therefore,
all the creation in the world, it is only out of that Paramatma.
Paramatma.
Yes. So, that is the reason.
Paramatma is supreme.
Supreme.
And he is subordinate.
Yes.
So how the supreme and subordinate can be?
So, they can never be equal.
Yes.
That can never be equal. And never, no philosophy, even any branch of philosophy does not say that. When a human being is
equal. No, that philosophy, as we say, that this subordinate Atma has forgotten that he is forgotten.
Yes, this is the main point.
That is
he has forgotten that he is the thought. Yes. So he reiterated.
That he has
forgotten means, still with the potential that you have within you, you have to realize it and come closer to the Paramatma. That is what it means.
If you have the potential to become Paramatma, then how become Atma?
The potential to come near to our Paramatma.
Near, that is not true. You are near to, that means you are not equal.
That's the question. Even what has been told by any, so not basic Vedantin or anybody, he doesn't come to that, don't come to this thing. Atma is equal to Paramatma. You know what I'm saying? That natural education never gives you.
They say that the Atma has come and into the clutches of the Maya.
Yes.
When you get rid of the Maya, you become Paramatma.
That is not, you don't become Paramatma. You don't become Paramatma means you don't understand the spirit of Paramatma. Paramatma is something supreme. Supreme Soul. How can you become?
Yeah, you have to accept Paramatma and Atma divine.
Different, that is true. That is
and then Gautama.
Even Gautam does not do something different from Advaitam. In this particular thing, fundamental, that even Advaitam does not say that Atma is equal to Paramatma. Never. You have Maya. Maya will be seen to you. Unless you get rid of that Maya and you try to realize your soul, your Atman, and you come closer to Paramatma.
That is the beginning of centralness.
Yes.
Because that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Every one of us, we are identifying to this world. It's like, if somebody asks what you are, that I'm Mr. Patel Trust, I'm Indian, each and that. He is giving identification of the body.
Yes.
But that he is not. He is not this body. That is something. Yes. And that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. He is not in the Sadhi. He is Sufi. He has this body.
Yes, yes.
And between there is Jehino, the aura of it. That is the beginning of spirituality. Because generally, almost 99.9% people, they are thinking that I am the God.
So that is true. That is true.
So that is an
attachment. Yes. That attachment to the
yes. Attachment or no attachment, he is different from the God.
Yes.
That is first lesson of spiritual education.
Yes.
That one has to understand that he is not the God.
He is not the body.
That is one of the
other. Yes. No, after having made it there, we have to
use
ourselves. So now much.
That individual soul and the supreme soul,
yes.
Paramatma, there are also different. That is the same Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, Krishna says, under the verse, both you, me, and all these persons that are assembled here. We existed in the past, and we are existing now, and we are going to exist. So when they become one, past, present, and future, and they were different persons in the past, they are different persons now, and they continue to remain different persons in the future. So when they become one?
Now we take it. Small particles of water make the ocean.
That is energy. Yet Krishna says that we shall remain like this in the future.
We can't continue to be.
No, there is no amalgamation. It is clearly said.
Even a drop of water, when you take it from the glass and put it there on this one, and another drop of water will come and put it in the one tumbler of water. Like that, a person will not blend it with a Paramatma.
That water is matter, that is not spirit.
No,
but you are not spirit. You cannot bring matter.
No, what
Paramatma? No, that analogy cannot be, because similarity. The water is different, matter. And you are talking of spirit soul.
Spirit soul,
Here it is stated that the spirit soul,
yes,
individually,
yes,
they never have a land.
What is the aim of bhakti if you are not going to, merge with Paramatma?
Bhakti is trying to read carefully. Because you do not read carefully.
Yes.
Nitya Jutta Upasa. Nitya Jutta Upasa. When they come to the point of Nitya, there also the Upasana. One Nitya is worshipping the other.
Yes.
That is Nitya Jutta Upasa.
Upasana means
Upasak. Upasana and Upasita. Three things. As soon as you bring Upasana, there must be one person who is offering Upasana. And there is a process of Upasana. And the other person accepting
Upasana. Then, assuming that we achieve the highest of the bhakti.
Bhakti means that Nitya Jutta Upasana.
Yes.
That
is
Upasana continues. Here is their Upasana. Here the devotees upon invocation of the deity.
Yes.
It is upasana. And after being perfect, then upasana is continued.
Yes.
It will never stop.
It will never stop. Yes. That's the fact.
Yes.
That is, when a man attains...
But Mahamad is sure of you, that you offer upasana now, and when you are perfect, you become one.
That one, I mean you met this one. That you become one. You met this one.
Then there is no unbreakable. There is breakable. True. There is no unbreakable. If you accept that you demand different, then there is no one.
You don't dare do it. You see, at a particular stage you have met Jesus.
Meeting, I am meeting you. That does not mean we have become one. You are meeting me, I am meeting you.
Yes.
So,
then what is
the difference?
What is the ultimate object of the person?
And when I am learning, you are offering this power, this is what it
is. That's all right.
But you are different time.
It's all right. The bhakti, you can call it love, you can call it in a previous way.
Bhakti means it's all
right.
Where the process by three,
yes.
Bhagavan and Bhakta,
yes.
Interact.
That's
good.
That's all? You mentioned that interaction?
Interaction? That does not mean Bhakta and Bhagavan become equal.
It may not be equal. Bhakta and Bhagavan may not be equal. But even the Bhakti Marga, and he says, the Bhagavan himself declares that my Bhakta is more superior to me.
That's all right. Whatever you say, they remain true, different.
They may remain true.
That is not observable. That is observable.
Two, not one.
That is
good. All things, you need to say eternally,
yes.
And the soul and the
yes.
Atman, Paramatman,
Nitya, Jitsu, Upasana. That's what the important thing. Nitya, Jitsu, Upasana. Nitya means everlasting.
Yes, everlasting. You will remain suffering.
Yes. And that is what will pass.
Swami Usha Jiva Dhoge, Jiva Buddha Sara.
There are so many things, but here it is said, Nitya Jitya Upasana.
Then we hear
the platform Nitya, but there is no back and back, then Nitya.
Yes.
Nitya Sasabaya, Nahanma Prihandavani, then Jaya. Given that platform, Bhagavan remains different from the devotee.
Eternally. Eternally.
That is Nitya Jitya Upasana. There is no one. Otherwise, why is it Nitya Jitya Upasana? Nitya Nityana, the Nityana Puranama, and Nitya Bhagavan, the Nitya Jitya Upasana.
Well, if you take it even Bhaktas, you can take the meaning.
If you take
the life of Nitya if you take Bhakta Vijaya, where so many things like Kapubhaya and Namdev and all this. If you take it, they observed Bhakti Marga from the beginning. That is, they consider
no, Krishna. They consider that in the Bhakti Marga is a means to become one.
Means to become one.
Yes, that is there.
That's exactly what I mean.
That is not the bhasana of Bhagavan.
Yes, it's the only way. Bhakti Marga is only Marga. It is a way to become one.
No, they never become one. Therefore, Jitya Jitya Upasana.
Then what the voice should you say? You know,
you can't say anything. Not accept that. Then we have to accept Krishna's teaching. You can't say anything.
No, sir, I am not saying. That's what I am taught.
At least you are saying now.
I am taught.
So,
there is no.
Then which one is said? Have you taught? And as Krishna said.
Met with the Lord. Mirabai, met with the Lord.
Then what is the big deal? Why you are in doubt? You do not accept Krishna, you accept somebody else.
not a question of accepting. We are all ignorant people in the field of
that. First you are in doubt.
Second, we are
in doubt. If you want to be doubtless, then you accept Krishna. Maya Saktamana Pato. Yoga Mininya Madhasra. Asra. Not that equality. Madhasra. Asamsaram, Samadrama, Yathagyasatu, Tatsin. So you have to accept Krishna. If you become true, if you want to become doubtless, otherwise you will be put into doubt. Here it is said, Asamsaram, without any doubt. That is the problem. And if you want to remain in doubt, continue to accept this man, this man, that man, that man, that man, that is your business. But if you want to be doubtless, then you are accept it.
So, we say in the Bhakti Marga, for eternally, the Paramatman, Paramatman is remain separate, a separate entity.
And that is all right. You cannot become one.
Then being what level the man got to be in a separate entity? Always in the same as
the Bhakti. Two persons, the one is worshipable, another is worshipper. That's all. This is the two persons. Upasata means the worshipable is there and the worshipper is there.
Yes.
Then the question of upasana.
Yes.
If you become one, then where is upasana?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes. But that is not the fact. Here it is said, upasate. Upasate means he worships. Say, if he loses his existence, then where is worship?
No, I mean, that's often got to go on practicing and try to become pure and pure and pure.
And without being pure, you cannot go there. There's no question of upasana. Unless you are completely free from all sinful
desires,
there is no upasana.
There is no upasana. That is the
practice. That is practice.
That's
why
you
apply. One is practice.
Yes.
That is
the
discipline
in you. It is you.
That's why one student is practice.
Yes.
That is somehow the practice of Sumpa. It is material. But when you are patra, practice, then you go to the Nitra Dham and your business is the same. And here it is practice and there is fun. That's Nitra Dham.
Then
you upasana continues.
That is, there our objective is to get rid of the birth. Birth and death. That you want to be eternal. Somewhere you want to get rid of your birth and death. That is what
birth and death you stop as soon as you give up this material body.
Yes, and material body.
Material
I am supposed to be born. If I am not
material body, the birth question comes of the material body.
Yes.
And death also material body.
Yes.
Therefore, it is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
You know that I say number of prima.
Yes, you are trying to do sadhanas.
So I understand this. That the soul is never born, never die.
Yes, correct.
But we are seeing birth and death. What is that birth and death? It is of the body.
Body, yes, correct. Yes.
So
correct.
You are different from the body.
Yes, I am different. My soul is different from the body. Atman is different from the body. That is the catch. I mean, it's so all about the fusion.
Birth and death applies to the body, not to the soul.
Yes. That's your karma, you enjoy suffer according to your karma.
That is the body. Your body.
This body. You are doing that. How long you are going to do that?
So long you are not a devotee.
I mean, even if I'm a devotee, I go on doing some sins for
you. If you become a devotee,
yes.
Then immediately transfer to the Nitya Sutra Upasana.
Yes. I became a devotee.
Yes.
A true devotee.
When you become a perfect devotee,
yes.
Then you transfer to the eternal world and your engagement is upasana eternal.
Eternal world. What is the eternal world?
That you do not know, you study.
Yes.
And you study Bhagavad Gita.
Even the Bhagavad Gita.
Eternal world. Know, you know, there is an eternal world.
What?
There is an eternal world. You know it. Our shastras say different worlds. Man is going to be satisfied different worlds by going and enjoying their punyaman in moksha there.
And that is moksha. When you go to the eternal world, that is moksha. That is moksha.
Do you separate the eternal world from the paramatma?
No.
Is it something a world, like our material world that you are born, physical world that you are born, is going to be another material eternal world?
Yes.
Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
That is Hamas.
Krishna's superior spiritual energy is transcendental and eternal.
Yes.
It is beyond all the changes of material nature, yes, which have manifested and annihilated during the days and nights of Brahma.
Yes.
Krishna's superior energy is completely opposite in quality to material nature. Superior and inferior nature are explained in the 7th chapter.
In the next verse. That is an eternal God. Sanatana. That is never ending. And when you go to the Sanatana plan, God is there, Sanatana, and then you leave eternally and go on the very eternity. That is. There is no question of oneness. The variety is there, but there the varieties are eternal, here the varieties are temporary. That is it. Everything is
different. Thank you.